Gang Green, season 8, episode 250.
Oh, wait. There's decorations, everybody. Welcome. 250 shows.
Well, it's funny that it's episode 25 in season 8 and it's 250 because it's like that whole decimal point.
Did you buy the...
We're like a metric system.
The
tonight.
Horns?
We could not afford helium.
No, that was it. No, we can't even afford helium. And that almost took an hour and a half to blow up. So
really?
Yeah, we're going to have to save
you
that.
You should quit smoking.
I don't know what did. I don't know what you mean.
Oh.
I don't know what you mean.
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
5 years sooner.
All right, moving
Dave.
On.
So you can
moving
find
on.
Us. You can find us on Twitter.
Yes, you can.
At Gangrene TV.
That's correct.
The Instagram is also Gangrene TV. RedsArmy.com.
YouTube.
Or if you don't want to type in redsarmy.com, you can always type in gangrenetv.com. That brings
you right
to
and you can
Army.
Watch you can listen to us on iTunes.
That's true.
That's
we have a YouTube page now.
We do. And we have a phone number, David.
Yes, we do. It's 508-731-GGTV.
That's correct.
That is right. There's a lot of media outlets you can find us on.
You can text us there.
You can text us. Just text. Yeah. I stress it so much every time.
Sometimes I call it to see if you answer.
I always miss your call.
I know. Anyways, the Celtics are in the seventh seed because that was...
For some
was,
reason, I thought of Lionel Richie.
Hello. I think about that all the time.
Me looking for.
It is, actually.
I can see
and
it.
And I found you for 8 years.
That's true.
And it's going swimmingly.
250
miserable episodes.
Can you say the F word in the show? 250 effing shows.
Yes.
Together.
Wow. Man.
Stats, you've been here for about half of those. I'm surprised that... Well, you did take a small break because you probably couldn't handle us anymore.
Yeah, I took a sabbatical.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I could have a sabbatical. That's not true, Kurt. 250 more. Here we go.
Sometimes I wish I did the show with stats. You know?
The five on the 500th show, we'll get two balloons.
If this was a real TV show, we'd be well into syndication.
That's
absolutely
true. Well, you can find us on cable access channels.
All over the state.
All over.
Anyways, all right, so the seventh seed, guys.
Yeah.
Enough about us. Let's talk about the Celtics.
7 minutes in heaven. Because that's probably going to be the same amount of time that the Celtics are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
7 whole minutes.
I played that once.
Yeah.
Lasted about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
Not a satisfied customer.
Yeah. That's on the internet about you, by the way.
I know, so. Man. That's fine.
So, Jay Crowder makes us our seventh spot.
Yeah. What a fun game to watch.
That was a very fun game.
You know?
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Because it was like... Back and forth, like the last minute, it was just back and forth. And
it's nice. It's stressful when – it's stressful and nice at the same time because it's very stressful when that one game means so much. But it's like the last – second to last game of the season.
Yeah, and it was hard for me because it was like a really fun game to watch. And, you know, I love this team now as it's been documented for the past month or so.
Right. The last 25 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of wanted them to lose because I wanted to play Atlanta.
Right.
But
well,
I was like, oh, I want them to lose, but oh, what a great play. That was awesome. So it was, but in the long run, I think there was like a big percentage that they were going to play Cleveland either if they did lose that game.
Whether it was the first round or the second round, we would have saw Cleveland eventually, so it doesn't matter.
Who's talking about the second round here?
I'm just saying if we went to Atlanta – mm-hmm. Atlanta's getting themselves in trouble with the cops, so there's already two guys that aren't going to play. So there was a possibility that maybe Atlanta would crumble.
All right, maybe you're right.
Might come back. 2008 might have shakeups.
Okay.
You never know. You never know.
I mean, I think they were going to lose either way,
yeah,
so it's like, you know,
just,
seventh or eighth, it's really not
seven,
that
eight.
Big a deal.
They can make six, they just get crushed no matter where they
but
are.
But what a play by Jay Crowder, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, not bad.
If I could pick three people, he'd be on that list.
I think we did that.
Oh, all right.
I think we did that.
Yeah.
So in the process, we lost Bradley for a little bit. He sat down at the beginning of that game. He's resting today against Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Everybody's actually resting today. We did the Cleveland of Sunday.
Well, Wallace is out there.
Who else are you going to put out there?
You know what he's wondering today?
One can only imagine.
Man, I don't know if I can run this much anymore.
There's a lot of running in this game, huh?
Yeah, they're resting everyone up like everyone else is. This is a, you know, this game means pretty much nothing. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you know what? So Stats is very knowledgeable in everything. So let's turn it to him, and we want to hear your breakdown of what the Celtics need to do to compete with Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs.
get better players.
Yeah,
well, besides that,
I think that's too late.
Too late for that.
Too late on that.
Yeah, besides that, God, you got to hope that Jay Crowder can stop LeBron. No easy task. You have to hope that Kyrie Irving is more hurt than maybe he's letting on.
Yeah. You better hope Kevin Love wants to be a part of the Celtics.
Or somewhere else. The biggest thing that the Celtics are going to have to tackle is Love, Mozgov, and Tristan Thompson, because they don't have three guys that can match up with them. So that's the main thing you have to do. You have to hope that Crowder can handle LeBron, and you have to keep those guys out of the paint. You have to, you know, force them into bad shots. You have to, you know, neutralize Mozgov's game, protecting the rim. You have to take advantage of whoever Kevin Love is guarding. I think Brad Stevens is smart enough to kind of put guys in the right position to do that, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, in the end of all, it's going to be a quick series. How far do you see it going?
Four games.
Yeah, four? You don't think it's going to go, maybe we could squeak one out?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't see – I think there's definitely a possibility, you know, anything can happen in these series. I think there's a possibility the Celtics come away with two games.
Yeah, there's a possibility I win the Mega Millions tonight.
No, I really think the Celtics I really think the Celtics could win two games in this
series. Two games.
I do. I don't think there's any way they get to seven.
I'd be super stoked if they won two games. I think to me that would be an accomplishment for this team.
Oh, definitely. Making it to the playoffs is an accomplishment.
Yeah,
for this team.
I think Cleveland is the best team in the East, regardless of record. You know,
right.
So if you can take,
I mean, that team is completely stacked.
I heard some stat the other day that I think Scal said it. Games that Kyrie, Kevin Love, and LeBron James play together, like 27-3 or something like that, like something stupid.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, there's no way any of them is sitting out first round.
Yeah. So
but, I mean, just think of how good the Celtics teams were in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and the Hawks gave them runs for their money, and the Bulls, and you know, it does happen. I mean, this team has some talent in a series where you're game planning against the same opponent. You have the Cavs, who might be looking towards the next opponent, more so than this one. And
your head's not fully into the game; you're just already in round two.
They're gonna have two home games at least, and you know, three and four. I mean, you could see them stealing one there. I mean, it seems like it's possible to steal one or two games.
Now, what I couldn't help but think when we had Cleveland two games in a row and they rested players.
Yeah.
Do you think Cleveland was kind of playing
their cards? Where
like, say, hey, we know we're better than – like, we know we can blow the doors off this team. If we let them win these games, maybe we'll face them. Do you think there's any of that going on?
I think it's possible.
It's a strong possibility that is the case,
but I don't think
because don't you think Cleveland matches up against the Celtics better than say like Brooklyn?
I don't know if there's a. That's what I was gonna say. I don't think if they faced the Heat, the Nets, or the Pacers, I don't think they'd be worried either.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know, just I don't know. You can't help but think about it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, there is all the seeding stuff that does go on. You know, it does happen.
Right. All right, so
regardless, we're playing Cleveland. The only reason I'm glad we're playing Cleveland, I'm throwing my phone around here.
Well, you're angry.
Yes, I'm angry.
Angry Kurt.
Is that we get better times?
Oh yeah,
because of LeBron James.
Yeah.
So we're that's on one the, good thing.
I mean, we are in the national spotlight. First game, April 19th. Maybe a 3 o'clock game, or is it that definite yet?
I don't know.
The Sunday game? I thought they said 12:05 or something.
12:05 now? Well, that's still not hammered down yet.
Yeah.
I mean, by the end of today, all the time.
There will not be any NBA TV games in this series.
No.
It's 12:05. Man, talk about being hammered down, huh? That's early.
Yeah, well, you start drinking your Kool-Aid at 10 o'clock as soon as you wake up.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid and eggs.
That's right. That's going to go over well.
So before we end this segment, let's just break down. Let's do the rest of the playoff predictions.
Okay.
So, all right. So in the case where Indiana makes it and they have to face Atlanta. Where do you see that going? You see that going who and how many?
It's going to go like it always does. The top seed's going to win. That's just the way the NBA works.
I think Atlanta in five.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So I wish that the matchup this year was going to be Washington and Chicago, because that would be a great, Great, great matchup. So Chicago and Milwaukee, I mean, I think that's a given. I think Chicago's just going to take that one. And then Toronto and Washington, I think Washington has like a excellent, excellent chance at taking down Toronto. Even though Toronto's a really good young team, I do think that the Wizards could really take control of that.
Definitely. I like the Wizards a lot.
If anything, I think that's the one that's going to go the distance.
What are the other matchups?
Well, what do you think about
I think Toronto, though.
You think Toronto's going to do it? You think it's going to go the distance to seven?
I think it's close enough where coaching's going to matter.
Yeah, but Toronto can't beat the Celtics.
Yeah, but it's not like the Wizards are great.
Paul Pierce is on the team.
All right, so let's we'll get to Paul Pierce in a minute. Yeah. Let's go to the West, all right? So in the event that New Orleans wins, Golden State, New Orleans.
I
think that's a given. That's a quick four, too, if anything. L.A., Dallas. We got the Clippers and the
L.A.
Mavs.
L.A.
I think that's going to be L.A., but I also think that's going to be a long game.
I think L.A. is going to win, but look for Rajon Rondo to actually have a really great series.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Because that's the way he is, you know?
Well, he's got to showcase his talents to the city of L.A., so when he goes to the Lakers
Plus,
next year.
It's against Doc. It's on national TV. He's going to have a great series.
Big Baby will be there. San Antonio, Memphis.
Memphis.
Really?
No, not really. But I really, really want them to win.
Everybody wants.
I don't know. I think San Antonio might not end up facing them, just the way the seating and stuff is.
You think it's
going to
get switched around?
Yeah, but.
So this is all futile.
Well, yeah.
Then let's take a break and hit it up in the next segment.
Well, we just kept one more. Portland and Houston.
Portland.
I'm going to go Houston.
Houston, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's good. That's good, though. Yeah. Portland.
Rasheed Wallace, right?
Right. He's still on the team.
Him, Darius Miles.
Yeah, I love that.
Stoudemire.
Yeah, Danny Stoudemire.
Yeah.
Sabonis.
No, obviously Houston's going to win that. They have arguably one of the top three players in the league, right?
Yeah, I think they have the
how
MVP.
This is a conversation. How the hell did Oklahoma City have like three of the top five players in the league?
Luck, and then,
they
were idiots about it.
Yeah, Jesus.
Never should have got rid of Harden, ever.
No, but they paid Perk that much money, so,
Anyways, well, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back with some awards.
Yeah. The first annual Gang Green TV Awards Ceremony.
That's right. All right, so we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Gang Green TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
Gangrene. I heard the other day that Steph Curry hit 77 three-pointers in a row in practice. Dave, you ever done something 77 times in a row?
Sandwiches, maybe. That's... Well, and stuff we really can't talk about on air, but...
I was going to say.
I mean, you know.
I didn't really like where this was going after
I said it. I've done 250 of these friggin' shows.
Not in a row.
No. I took a week off once. All right, I missed a couple of shows.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to talk about Isaiah Thomas, right?
Yeah.
Oh, do we ever.
Yeah.
Well...
I actually said out loud that I wanted to adopt him last night.
Do you think?
Who would you say that to?
Chrissy.
Oh.
Do you think he's adoptable?
Well, he's so little, you know, I figured.
Do you know Floyd Money Mayweather bought him?
I know, isn't that crazy?
So I'm pretty sure you have to compete with Floyd Mayweather.
Well,
so
I'm not saying I could. I'm just saying, like.
I mean, he bought him a what? What kind of car?
I enjoy watching the dude play.
Yeah. So does Floyd Mayweather, and I'm pretty sure he'll karate chop your neck. And he's not even a karate jobber. He's a puncher in a red glove.
Yeah.
All right, so give it to us, Stats. What's up?
Well, I guess the question was having Isaiah Thomas this year worth missing the lottery?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess that's a breakdown, though. I mean, yeah, because it's been a lot of fun. You get a lot of these young guys' playoff experiences, and it's good to see that.
Doesn't really fit the plan, though.
It doesn't fit the plan. It actually throws the plan in a kind of a neutral state because it's like, okay, well, this was the plan to get Isaiah Thomas, to kind of get a better lottery pick and then kind of move like this and this, move these pieces this way.
But
Isaiah Thomas went ahead and just helped us become a seventh seed in the playoffs.
My thing is that
so progression.
The lottery has screwed us in the past.
The lottery has screwed us in the past.
And I think he's a fine player.
Right.
And you got him for nothing.
So the whales of progression have been moving.
Whales or wheels?
Wheels.
Okay.
Not whales.
All right. Though,
I mean, I guess a whale with progression. The whales float in the ocean.
I mean, I'm going to be like, I really don't subscribe to the theory that you should like tank and do as bad as possible. But at the same time, I'm going to be pretty pissed if the Nets end up with the first pick.
I know.
Like, that's going to really, really stink.
I know.
But
you know what? That's probably going to happen.
But you're always saying get better players. And Danny went out and got better players.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We
still
need a couple of better
players.
Still
need better ones, though.
I get it, but he's working on it.
We need a couple of guys that are just going to blow the roof off this place.
So. And I guess just looking at Isaiah Thomas, I mean, he was the last pick of the second round, so it's not like you can't find players. And
yeah. Derek Cousins is coming here next year.
He is. And that's a whole nother debate.
He's
right
coming.
I tweeted out at Gangrene TV.
That it's for sure.
Well,
it's done.
It's not for sure.
Sources?
Yeah.
But we had a discussion. I tweeted out a good question where it's like, if DeMarcus Cousins comes here and Marcus Smart is on this team, which he will be, that's a kind of a tough combination right there. I mean, that's going to be like the bullies of the league now.
Yeah.
Because you got
– I wouldn't mind the Pistons –
Bad boy era.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Maybe the Celtics need a bad boy era. I mean, it'll be fun.
The only reason I say that, I know we got to get to the awards, but the only reason I say that is because do you remember like the year leading up to Kevin Garnett coming here? There was so much talk about the Celtics and Kevin Garnett. Like at the trade line, the deadline before, the summer before, I felt like we were talking about Kevin Garnett forever.
Right.
And then it happened. So I just feel like, and same with Isaiah Thomas. Danny just like, always linked to Isaiah Thomas. Always linked to Isaiah. I feel like he eventually gets.
Can we just start rumors then?
That's why I do. I just did that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear they're also looking at Kawhi Leonard, which you know that'd be great, right?
Yeah. That's a little bit more far fetched to me. I think.
Well, the rumors got to start somewhere.
You got to exactly.
Man, if those two come here, let's get the duck boats ready, right?
Let's wash them down at least.
All right, let's get to this award.
Get all that Gronkowski germ of crap on it. Yeah, I don't know what he's got in him. You got to be careful of that guy. He's probably carrying something.
I don't know what he doesn't have in
right.
him.
Right, he's definitely got some kind of STD.
We're going to get sued now.
Yep.
All right, so after 250 episodes, 8 seasons long here, let's have our first annual.
Explain it to us.
Not our first. I bet you 1,000 times we've done something like this, the awards ceremony.
Yeah.
So it's now the end of the season.
Right.
Today is our last.
Probably 8 times, I would guess.
I would say we probably did this 8 times.
Yeah.
The NBA season is coming to a close.
Yeah.
Now that our Boston Celtics have become the 7th seed in the playoffs, let's do a little award ceremony.
All right, shoot.
We have these. How many categories do we have here? 2, 4, 6, 8, 7 categories.
Okay. That's good math.
We have fast math. Yeah. Remember fast math? Season 3.
Yeah.
We have 9 categories here, and the best Celtics player is going to win. Okay, right, so first category.
Are you asking where you're answering?
Yeah.
Okay.
You answer. I'll give you mine as well.
Okay.
So best first year as a Celtic.
Isaiah Thomas.
Jay Crowder.
Man. I love all these guys.
It's tough.
This is really weird for me, guys. I haven't loved this many players in a long time.
Since 2008.
I don't even know then if I actually liked everybody.
I don't know.
I just liked that they won. I want to say since 2006 or 2007.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ever since Ricky Buckets?
Anyways, let's move on. Yeah.
So last week we did the
team. I touched his hand one time.
That's true. Yeah. There's a picture of it.
Yeah.
Last week we did MVP.
Yeah.
So, I mean, stats wasn't here for that one. So, team MVP. This was a tough one for us last week, but I think we both agreed that it was Thomas. So.
Yeah, I was going to say either Thomas or Tyler Zeller.
Yeah.
The only reason you give Tyler Zeller is because he's been here the whole year.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Best moment.
So, I'm going to go with one that wasn't on the court, although I think that's kind of what we had in mind. But when Rajon got traded, because I think it was just kind of like, not like a sigh of relief, but it was kind of like, all right, now we can breathe. Now we know what's going to happen. We know, like, because before that we had all this, like, are they going
right.
to try to build around him, yeah. that kind of thing. It just kind of set everything in motion for the rest of the
you
season.
You knew there was a direction now.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it wasn't up in the air anymore.
On that note, you know what my favorite moment of the year was?
What?
Jeff Green getting out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mine...
I almost forgot how much hate I had inside me.
I mean, there was a lot
because all I'm doing is like spewing all this love lately. Do you remember how much hate I had inside me?
There was a lot of hate on this show for Jeff Green.
I feel like trading him like really freed me and like...
It's been good.
It's healthy.
I'm telling you, it definitely took a weight off the shoulders of this team. So mine is kind of in the same wheelhouse as stats. Mine was the trading Rondo, but I had another good moment, which was when Rondo came back to Boston when the first game Dallas came to town, and they did the tribute video, and he didn't even bother to watch the tribute video or almost even acknowledge the fact that they would do anything, because now Boston kind of actually saw how big of a dick he was. You know what I mean? So it's like one of those things where it's like,
he could play, so who cares if he's a dick? You know who else was a dick is Larry Bird.
Right, but Larry Bird would come back and respect the hell out of this place.
Would he?
Yes. I'm saying Rondo came back and he sat on that bench while that memorial video played, and he didn't even give two thoughts of it.
I actually think Larry Bird would have the same reaction
as Rondo. It softened the blow of him leaving. Diehard Celtics fans were very upset the fact that he was gone.
Do you know what softened the blow of him leaving is how fun the team is to watch now.
But nobody knew that was coming. You were only a week into the trade when he came back.
You didn't have Isaiah Thomas back. Yeah.
You didn't have that whole thing. Like, if he came back today, if today was the last game and Dallas came back and it was the first game, then you were like, oh, well,
yeah.
screw
this
guy.
He came back a week later.
So it's like, I think it softened the blow of missing him because he was such a complete turd.
Can I name a quick side favorite moment?
Yes.
The hamburger summit with him and Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that was my favorite moment on the show.
Awesome,
and,
yeah. It was actually breakfast.
Yeah, whatever. I forgot the meal, but yeah.
I like the Burger Gate.
Yeah, we'll get to burgers later.
All right, so the scal of the year. So this is the Scalabrine player caliber of the year.
Gigi.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say Gerald Wallace because it's kind of like either the white flag, either one way or the other. Like,
right.
You're either way down or way up.
Yeah.
I went with the Kelly Olynyk type thing.
Yeah.
Just because they're both tall.
Similar style.
Similar style.
Yeah.
Celtics player most likely to write a love album.
Gerald Wallace.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a possibility.
I don't know about this one.
Do you want to hear mine before you go with yours?
Please.
Evan Turner.
I was just going to say Evan Turner.
Yeah.
Because I the voice. I don't know if I'm just wishing.
I feel like his soft, subtle.
You're wishing, yeah.
I feel like his voice would really, like, just kind of soothe you while
he just seems like he has a lot of love in his heart.
I bet you there's a small recording studio in his basement of his house that he just goes in there when no one's looking, and he just kind of.
He records it, and then he deletes it.
Yeah.
Like, he's never showed it to anyone. Yeah.
No, he records it, makes a CD, and puts it in a box that's hidden under the house.
Oh, boy.
Like, it's under the basement.
All right, what's the next one, Dave?
Best trade bait.
All right. This is wishful thinking on my part. Kelly Olynyk.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
because I want him to be good enough to be traded.
Well, this, I guess, I'm sorry. I guess this could have went either way. So, you're right. So, best trade bait for the future, Kelly Olynyk, but best trade bait for who we traded out and acquired. That's what we were originally thinking about in the beginning.
Wow.
So, but no, but that's a good point. So we could do
best future
trade
bait, because
that's even better.
Because I kind of thought Sullinger, just because I think he's going to be really motivated to come in under, you know, at the right way.
He still looks a little
pudgy.
Yeah.
He looks a little, he's a little pudge.
His shorts are not baggy. I noticed on the other players' shorts are baggy.
Good to know where Kurt is looking during the game.
All right, so let's get away from that real quick. Best cartoon voice Celtic.
Evan Turner.
Sounds like
I kind of want to say Gerald Wallace because I can picture it.
Gerald Wallace definitely sounds like a very like deep voiced Kermit. Evan Turner sounds like the meatball from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I picture like someone that helps Scooby in the gang when Gerald Wallace is talking.
Oh, the Globetrotters.
I'm pretty sure I've seen an episode of Scooby-Doo with Gerald Wallace, right? All right. Best hair on court.
Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
Man.
I guess.
I have to go with Gigi.
Yeah.
Really, really big fan of the man bun.
There's like four guys you could really give this award to. Jay, Gigi, Kelly Olynyk.
No way.
Kelly Olynyk is the only bad answer, I think.
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying these guys have just like these
kind of a miracle that we haven't mentioned Marcus Thornton, because I think his contribution in the first half of the season
was
enough
that crazy
bald spot.
Yeah.
Well, in the Marcus category, best nut puncher.
Oh, well, Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Very, you know, he's talented.
He's talented. All right,
yeah. Well, on that high note.
Well, on that, that is our first / eighth.
Let's take another break.
Annual Gangrene TV Awards.
And we're going to come back and we got to.
Before we leave, we want to hear from you. So text us.
That's right.
Your picks for the best awards. We will
tweet them out.
We'll tweet these out. 508-731-GGTV.
All right, we're going to come back and we get a nice segment about the truth. And I love the truth.
You do.
We'll be right back.
The truth will set you free. Gangrene TV Season 8. We are now broadcasting on two different formats. Video format, just like the past 7 seasons, and now podcast format for all you fans on the go. Go check us out at redzombie.com to find out how to watch and listen to us. And as always, stay infected. All right, we're back. Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Gangrene TV, text us 508-731-GGTV, iTunes, Instagram, all that. So, recently, Jackie McMullen sat down with Paul Pierce.
She did.
And they had a beautiful discussion.
It was pretty nice.
Paul Pierce said some great, great things.
I like Paul Pierce a lot. I think I might like him more now than I did before.
I like the fact that he was so truthful, which kind of means a couple of things, and we'll throw it out there. Maybe he's ready to just hang it up soon, because now he's becoming truthful of what his time in Brooklyn, he hated. Darren Williams is a waste. He sleeps in one of those hydroponic chambers.
That was one of my favorite parts because
Wall
won't do it.
We do have exclusive photos of Paul Pierce in his hydroponic chamber.
Oh yeah.
my favorite part is that he in this segment he's like trying to convince the wizard staff to like
buy one.
And yeah. you could just tell by like the way he explains it that they're just kind of like, yeah, that's not right.
I don't
think
that's
dude.
In our budget. Sure, we could. If you go on eBay, you could find a used one for $4,000.
Didn't JD Drew used to use one? I believe he did.
Probably,
Terrell Owens used to use one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's almost a legal form of doping, though.
Really?
Because it's just, I mean, without any kind of drugs, you're just kind of like getting red blood cells to accumulate in your body and just.
It's just BS.
I mean, basically what you're doing is, I mean, Paul Pierce described it as a small little coffin. It's just, you fall asleep like that. First of all, I'd probably freak out.
Well, he did the first time.
Oh, yeah. I totally understandable.
But what I loved about this article is like kind of a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Because you never hear people saying stuff like that.
Right. And you know why? Because his teammates have got to be pretty mad about it.
Well, I mean, his current teammates don't really have much to worry about, I guess. He didn't really throw them under the bus.
I think he kind of did.
I mean, he said they have to,
he talked about how he's not sure that they're serious about being good.
Well,
yeah,
you're right.
They're not serious about being great. They're just one of
Who was the other guy? It was John Wall and who else?
Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
And Otto Porter.
Yeah. But he did. I mean, one of the greatest things, though, was he said his disastrous season in Brooklyn, which is
It really was a disaster, though.
It was. It was a complete, complete toilet season because that was a team that was formed that should have won.
Well, you certainly know he's not going to play with those guys anytime soon again.
Right. And you know what was good about that? You know what? One of the main things I took away from this whole article is the fact that he's so tight with Kevin Garnett. Those 5 years Garnett was in Boston with him, they became such close friends. The fact that they talk once a week and the fact that he was so upset about leaving and right. how he didn't want to leave, even though Brooklyn sucked. He didn't want to leave because Garnett was still there.
Yeah,
and then Brooklyn made it easy for him by telling him, see you later.
Yeah, you know what's funny is this came up before, like maybe last season or the beginning of this season, is that there's like a group of players like it's like Doc, Paul, Kevin, and like Big Baby.
That group text I would just love to read the transcript of.
Yeah, because that came up before. I'm like, Big Baby, like how the hell is he in that group
there was,
text?
I thought in the article, there, I can't remember who it was, but it was those four, and then there was like someone else.
Perk is in on it.
It's just a weird group of people. The other thing that I loved about this was the detail of like in the 07-08 season, it would be like, you know, they try to get Pierce, Garnett, Sam Cassell, and Ray Allen to like go out for like dinner together, like the old men.
Right. And Ray would never,
Show up. Like, and I just can't picture like the three of them sitting at a table. Like,
well, you figure Garnett and Sam Cassell had their time in Minnesota, so they're okay with each other.
It's just hard to like. I don't know. I never imagined that those like kind of people like go out. Like, I can't picture them at like Boston Beer Works or something. Like, like after the game, like it just doesn't.
Right. Let's go hang out.
Yeah. Just not the places that I would go. They're going.
And along those lines, he also blasted Ray Allen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not surprising. I mean,
no. And it was kind of funny to see like him say that Rondo. There was also that really funny article about Rondo earlier too. But like Rondo would go to his events and Ray Allen wouldn't go to his. So it seems like Ray Allen's just kind of a jerk face.
Yeah,
he's got his own thing, and
that says a lot of things on why he was the first to go.
Yeah.
So
he didn't like any. I don't even think Doc liked Ray.
I think a lot of people had trouble with Ray and nothing really surfaced, but now a lot of things are coming to the top.
But anyways, it was a nice little story about Paul Pierce, and I love Paul Pierce, and I hope that he comes back here, and he's not going to, but I would like that to happen.
It would be nice.
I'm hearing from Nick, I know this is going to be very outdated, but Kelly Olynyk just left the court and he's injured.
Oh, great.
So,
oh,
awesome.
So that might
three
be
three games.
So
ooh. Unless he got punched in the eye.
I'm hearing right now, Nick is saying it is in his head. So it might be eye.
This game's going to go seven series then.
It's going to
be a seven-game series because we should punch him and he plays awesome.
All right, get us out of here.
Yeah. So anyways, we are in the playoffs. Who would have thunk?
Never thought.
We're going to live to see another week of this show.
Of 251.
Yeah.
Woo.
I can't wait to watch playoff basketball. Playoffs are back, boys.
Playoff basketball is the best.
Man, I'm excited.
It's the best.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Peace out. We'll see you next week.
Stay infected.